a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
I mean, this guy's not wrong. Sometimes the world is a little cynical.
Yes.
Sometimes we need to turn that frown upside down. That's why we do the Vibe Check on PXY. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just checking
in.
Look at all our friends weighing in this morning. Where are they at, Breeze?
Hello, friends. What's the vibe? Tell us everything. We have Gina here.
What's up, Gina?
Gina says, Moose, Breeze, feeling good this morning. Because it's the start of my weekend. Wow. We love a four-day weekend.
Yeah, we do. I mean, unless she has to go into work on Sunday, which would suck.
Yeah, that would
It's a day of rest.
No one should work on Sunday.
Sunday is for brunch.
It's the Lord's Day.
Bottomless Bloody Marys.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which, if anybody has a good place to be able to do that, hit me up. Come through.
Let's go out.
I'm open to suggestions.
Shall we?
And where people do
that. Lindsay's here. Lindsay says, good morning. Feeling good this morning because I got all of my kids' Halloween costumes made. I love a homemade costume. I really do.
Do we not? That's what's up.
It just shows effort, creativity. It's important. It's very, very important.
Just one less thing you have to worry about. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And Sarah's also here, and she says, good morning. Vibes are okay today. Just getting stressed about the weekend. I don't know what I'm going to wear.
Yeah, me either, girl. I have no idea. Got to look in the old closet. See what's in there. I got so many old Halloween costumes, though. Woody from Toy Story. FBI agents. The Hulk. Hulk Hogan. I don't know. There's so much crap.
Hulk Hogan. Oh, Hulk Hogan. I mean, maybe you can be him this year after all the press he's gotten these last couple of months.
I was thinking of going as an extraterrestrial stripper. You merge the two together like a hybrid.
Right.
Got some time to figure it out.
Okay, let us know how that goes. What about you, Vibes?
Vibes are sky high. Why are they? I got a lot to do after work.
Yeah.
I ended the day at Lumos yesterday. That was really nice.
Yeah.
I went in the cold plunge. Then I did the 162 degree sauna for 40 minutes. It was just, yeah, you got to put your body in shock. You got to reset the Nintendo every now and then. You know what I mean, you guys? It's just a good way to de-stress.
I was there yesterday too. I must have just missed you.
Came home. Poured a lovely glass of Chardonnay, wore a nice sheet mask.
Okay.
Who am I? And then I made some chicken and rice. It was a lovely evening.
You're on the downtrend with the weight, so the chicken and rice is probably keeping it all together.
Yeah.
You know?
The quinoa.
I'm
absolutely shredding, you guys.
it's cutting season, baby.
What's up with you?
I'm in my new sweatsuit from Costco, so I'm obsessed.
Yeah, I saw it this morning. It's very nice. It looks comfy.
It's buttery soft. I got lunch yesterday with my mom, and she was like, I just went to Costco and got this sweatsuit. What do I gotta do? Go to Costco, get the sweatsuit.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Kirkland throws down when
they
it comes to their clothing.
They really do. I don't hate it. So, yeah. You got to stay comfy yet cute.
Did you see the Christmas decorations up?
Where?
Costco.
Oh, in Costco? Oh, I don't know. I was on a mission for the sweatsuit. I didn't really look.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they're there.
It's pretty big in there. Thank you guys so much for the vibes this morning. 585-252-9800 is the number to call or text. You can hit us up on that line throughout the entire morning until 10 a.m. this morning. Also, by the way, download that free Odyssey app. It's your chance to win $5,000. Just listen to Breezy and I for an hour each morning, or PXY in general, to be automatically entered into that nationwide contest. It's free money, baby.
Yeah.
Coming up for the big story of the day, Ontario Beach Park is the potential future site of a monument. And some people are just, you know, everybody loves to be bothered by something.
They do.
They've been holding some serious meetings and open forums about this monument. And people are all for it. And then the other half are like, absolutely not. It's going to destroy our view of the lake.
No shot in hell.
You see those 10 acres out there? You put a monument there, it's going to just ruin our view. Right. Okay, we'll talk about that coming up next on PXY.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Little shaboozy, get your morning started. It's PXY, Moose, Breezy. So Ontario Beach Park, the potential future site of a proposed Irish monument. Commemorating the legacy of Irish Americans in Rochester. I think that's great. But the monument has come with some backlash because, as we know, in today's day and age, everyone needs something to be bothered by.
Right.
So they've been holding some serious meetings and open forums about the monument. And one woman said nothing against the Irish memorial. God, I love the Irish. But this is just not the right location for this type of thing. Somebody mentioned Durand Park. I mean, that's a lovely spot over there. They should have it someplace other than down here where we have one blank space, a space of green grass where people driving by can look out and see the lake, and there's nothing in the way to block their view. Okay, well, my opinion on that is right. There's plenty of space to put a monument. And
Lake Ontario is the size of a literal ocean, so I'm not really sure where there's lack of view.
Yeah, I don't...
It's massive.
It's a beautiful spot in the summertime. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not like it's the Pacific Ocean. We're not in Miami, but we're lucky to have it, you know?
You can't see the other side. Another, I'll tell you that much.
Another member said, no! How dare you? How dare you? This is a perfect location for this monument because it is a reminder of where my ancestors came from.
Right.
Lake Ontario. So the Monroe County legislator who represents the area of Charlotte with where the monument is going to be built hosted that open forum and says the monument is important for all immigrants. Basically, what they're doing is giving opportunity for individuals just to learn more about the intent of the Aurora Society and why they're seeking to build an Irish monument in our community and what they hope to do by creating a space for individuals to reflect on not just the Irish community, mm-hmm. but, you know, all migrants within our community. I should ask my dad what he thinks. straight off the boat. Dad, you think they should put this monument here? Hungry. Okay. All right. Great. All right, guys. Coming up on the show, they're trying to implement a 2-drink limit at the airport. Yes or no? Are they out of their minds?
I just don't understand. The article I'll read you guys or an excerpt from it is jarring. It will shock you. And listen, as someone who's been on the plane with a drunk person before that's gotten thrown off the aircraft, I mean,
don't look at
me. I
don't
hate it.
We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome back to the show. They're trying to implement a 2-drink limit at the airport. How do you feel about that? We know how you feel about it.
Yeah.
It sucks.
What's the old saying? Drinks don't count at the airport, or the airport knows no time when it comes for drinking. I mean, we were sipping Bloody Marys at, like, I don't know, with the time difference, it was like 7 a.m.
Yeah, but one, because there were $50 a piece.
That is true.
But there's no way you can regulate this unless you're at the same bar within the airport and they're like, you've had two, you're cut off.
That is
but
true. I never really even thought about that.
You know, you get 10 bars within the airport, you hit up every one.
And also, not to mention, it's just such a money-making opportunity for the restaurants within the airport or the establishments within the airport, because like we experienced in the Detroit airport, they can jack that price up to whatever they want. It's not like you can go anywhere else and find something cheaper. You're in right. the airport.
And they're introducing this alcohol limit at airports because they think it's going to help tackle, you know, a rise in disorder on flights. The violent outbursts are occurring weekly. They think it's due to alcohol. And they're saying, you know, with other mixed substances, this is one way to combat that.
So nothing is set in stone just yet, but Ryanair chief executive Michael O'Leary says this is an idea that would really, really help exactly what you're saying, Moose. People being combative, delays on planes, all of the things. And implementing and introducing alcohol limits at airports would tackle the rise in disorder on flights. I mean, we saw that woman who was blitzed out of her mind. She's like, that guy is not real. And
she had other things.
Yeah, she was really on. She was really going for it. But I've been on flights where we were delayed for 30, 40 minutes because a guy was blackout drunk and he was like stumbling around the flight. And listen, I understand some people feel as if they need to drink because they're very anxious flyers or they don't like to fly and it's a little something to take the edge off.
Right.
But also, like, I don't know.
And see, here's the other thing too, is you got one guy wanting to do a 2-drink limit at the airport. And then in New Zealand, this is causing quite the stir. There's a new 3-minute max hug time limit. Okay. So basically
at the airport?
Right. 3-minute max hug times to say goodbye. That's the new rule at the New Zealand airport. It's basically prohibiting lengthy goodbyes at a drop-off zone.
Yeah, so your cars don't block traffic and things
like that. And there's signs everywhere with people hugging that says 3-minute max.
You can't tell me how long to embrace. Thank you, though.
Yeah, you're taking away hugs in alcohol? What kind of...
Who actually hurt you?
Nazis.
So basically, what this guy, the CEO, Mr. O'Leary, is saying, he's like, we don't allow people to drive drunk, yet we keep putting them up in aircrafts 30,000 feet in the air, drunk, or blitzed, or...
They're a passenger. Nobody's running to the cockpit saying, can I take control of the plane? I mean, nobody's steering, you know? Nobody's playing pilot here. They're just a passenger.
I think what it comes down to is, like, when it comes to the, what's the correct term, flight attendant, they get a lot of the brunt of these drunken imbeciles, or even if they're not drunk, they're just rude, and trying to protect them at all costs is definitely a part of their job,
well,
for sure.
I think these idiots ruin it for everyone, because there's a lot of people that know their limit.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go to the airport, have a couple of drinks, and I think some of us anyways are only doing 2 max. You know, before you jump
simply
on
can't afford it.
Yeah, right. You're jumping on the other flight. I mean, how long is your layover where you got to suck down 6 Bloody Marys? You know what I'm saying?
Right. And why is it always Bloody Marys, too? Like, we're always sipping Bloody Marys in airports.
It's just
the airport drink.
They make it really good. It's all salt.
I'm not like a massive airport drinker, but I'm also not like a massive drinker in general.
Right.
But I like the idea that I have the option. I don't like when my choices are taken away. And that can go for really anything in life, honestly. So I don't think this will pass because, like you said, there's no way to actually monitor this.
But then
I'm
if you're going to do
this. I'm
at Chili's
in the airport and then I go over to TGI Fridays, you're not going to know.
Yeah. And our listener here makes a really great point. If you're going to do a 2-drink minimum at the airport, then you have to take away how much people can drink on an actual airplane, too. Because there's no limit.
True.
And really what's happening too is once you get 30,000 feet up, people are getting after it, especially the ones going to Vegas. I saw a guy suck down 6 Jack and Cokes next to me.
Oh my God.
Going from when I went to Vegas on my birthday, went from Buffalo all the way to Vegas direct flight. This guy was getting after it. He just kept sitting there looking out the window. He's like,
he like couldn't
Vegas.
Find his luggage when they landed. Oh my gosh.
So yeah, that's you're going to have to implement that too. You do a 2-drink limit at the airport, then how much can you drink on a plane?
But that will affect airline costs. So like the cost that they're making in their own pocket. So I'm sure they won't implement that whatsoever. They're like, we make too much money off these drinks. We're not going to cut you off.
I don't know. I've been on hundreds of flights and I can't really recall seeing a really drunk passenger where they couldn't stand up. I don't think I've witnessed that before.
The year was 2020. Coming home from Turks and Caicos, I was on my last leg going home, and this guy was in the front seat. It wasn't first class. They didn't have it. He was in the front seat, and he was just so drunk, And he was like, my mom's sick. I have to go home to Rochester. They're like, you're literally not flying with us. Okay. You actually aren't flying with us.
Here's the new rule. Let everybody drink exactly what they want to drink and however much they want to drink. And before they get on the flight,
you
got to breathalyze everybody. That's it. That's what you got to do.
That won't cause any delays whatsoever.
98 PXY.